So let's review. The Mishnah presented a case where there's a machlokes, shtei yevamos, if two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, were married to two women. Reuben was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Zoi meres meis bali, v'zoi meres meis bali. And Rachel says Reuben died, and Leah says Shimon died. The din is that since a woman is believed to say her husband died, in regards to allow her to remarry, but not in regards to anything else, therefore, Zu asur b'nei bala shal zu. L'zu asur b'nei bala shal zu. Rachel is asur l'shuk, since we don't have edus that Shimon died, so she is a kukali avim. And Leah is asur l'shuk, since we don't have any edus that Reuben died, so she is a kukali avim. Nisyabmu, if Reuben and Shimon had two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, and Levi was miyabim Rachel, and Yehuda was miyabim Leah, umesu ha yivamin, and then Levi and Yehuda died without children, the Tanakhama says, Asuris lehinasei. Rachel and Leah go back to being Asur because of their original problem, that we don't have edus that Reuben and Shimon died. The Gemara asks, Bai Rava, my time with Rabbi Laza. Is it Mishum Diksavit Sar Mi'idu L'chaverta? He holds that a brother's wife is a kashal edus, and therefore he will hold that even Lay Nesyabmu, they are Mutaris L'shok, Aydama, Mishum Dihilu Mekalkal Nafsha. A woman would not do such a severe aver to harm her tsara, and therefore specifically in the sefer where Nisyamu, that each tsara married the yavam, which shows that she was saying the truth. Do we say mutaris l'shuk? The Gemara attempts to answer this inquiry. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hoyel v'hutru liyavamin, hutru l'chaladam. If we say that it's because dehile mekalkal navsha, that's why only if they got married they become mutaris l'shuk. But if we say it's because tsar me'id l'chaverta, then they should be mutter even if the other tsar doesn't get married. The Gemara rejects this proof. Rabbi Elazar l'divreim kamalahu. We can say that Rabbi Elazar holds tsar me'id l'chaverta, and he was only saying to the Rabbanan that even according to you, in this case, they should be mutaris l'shuk, since tehila mekalkal nafsha. And the Rabbanan hold that tamas nafshi and palishtim hudik avda. The Gemara presents another attempt to resolve this inquiry and rejects it as well. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ein me'idin el al parts of panim imachaitim. Edim are not allowed to testify that a husband died unless they see his face with his nose. Afa pishir yesh simonim begufoy v'kelov. Even though they saw simonim on his body and clothing. As the Gemara brings the pasuk that indicates that a person is only recognized by his face. Hakaras pneim ansabam. The Mishnah continues, Ein me'idin el acha teisei nafshe. Edim are only allowed to testify after the person actually died. Vafalaru maguyid, bitzala, vachaya chelesboy, even if the person is suffering from a deadly wound, hanging from the gallows, or being eaten by a wild animal. The Mishnah concludes, Ein me'idin el acha leisha yamim. Edim are only allowed to testify if they saw the dead man within 3 days of his death. Not all people, places, and times are the same, and therefore we cannot apply the 3-day time frame in all cases. The Gemara begins by presenting a brisa. Padachas v'le parts of panim, parts of panim v'le padachas, ein me'idin. It's necessary to have both the forehead and form of a face in addition to the chaitim. The Mishnah said that Edim may not testify from simanim begufoy uvekelev. The Gemara presents two opinions on this, Abaye v'Rava. Abaye holds that this matter is a machlekes. The Tanya, Ein me'idin al hashuma. Edim may not testify based on a mole on a dead man's body. Rabbi Elazar ben Avoya, Amar me'idin. The Chachamim hold, Simanim lab d'oraisa. And Rabbi Elazar ben Avoya holds, Simanim d'oraisa. So our Mishnah follows the Chachamim. But Rabbi Elazar ben Avoya argue and hold that Edim may identify a body based on Simanim begufoy bekelov. Rava argues with this. The Gemara presents two ways of understanding the opinion of Rava. Everybody agrees that Simon d'oraisa, and regarding our mission that says Ava Pishi Simon Begufi V'Kelov, it means Begufi D'Arch V'Gutz. They saw that the body was tall or short, which is not a simon at all. U'Bekelov, either we can say Chashin L'She'ela, even if they have a simon, we are concerned that maybe they are borrowed from another person, or we can say B'Chivaru V'Sumki. They saw the color of the clothes, which is not a simon at all. And the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Ma'avoy holds that a mole isn't a simon is either because he holds Shuma Mitsui Beben Giloy, other may have the same mole, and therefore it's not a simon at all, Shuma asui lishtanis la'achar misa. A mole will change appearances after a person dies, and therefore it's not a simon at all. Everybody agrees that simonim lav deraisa, and therefore our Mishnah says avapish jes simon begufay uvekelav. However, our Mishnah agrees that Eidim may identify a body based on certain very strong simonim, called a simon muvak. And the machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavoi is whether a mole is a simon muvak or not. The Gemara proceeds to discuss another part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein me'idin ela acha teitze nafshe. Va'afila ru'uya m'guyid, even if the person has a deadly wound, because he can recover and live. But it says in another Mishnah that a m'guyid cannot recover and live. The Gemara presents two answers to this from Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says, lo'i kasha, ha'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ha'Rabbanan. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that a m'guyid can recover and live. And the other Mishnah follows the Rabban, who says that a m'guyid cannot recover and live. Rava says, B'sakin mulubenes v'divyakal. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where the person was wounded with a superheated knife, which actually helps in his recovery, and therefore everybody holds that he can recover and live. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein me'idin ela ashtetze nafshe, v'afila ru'uye v'achayach elesboi. The Gemara says, I'm reviewing the Mishmul. We only say that Eidim may not testify if they saw Hachayo Achilles Mimokim She'ein Nafsha Yoitza. But Eidim may testify if they saw Hachayo Achilles Mimokim She'nafsha Yoitza. Another teaching from Rebbe Yehuda Shmuel, Shochet Bei Shnayim Oy Roiv Shnayim Ubarach Me'idin. Since although Chayu, still Seifu Lamas. The Gemara challenges this. Tanya, Shochet Shnayim Oy Roiv Shnayim Harize Ein Agayla. If Seifu Lamas, then the person should be Chayav Golas. The Gemara answers, he will for sure die. But the person doesn't go to Golas since Cheshinan Shema Ruach Babalasai, Inami Shema Ihu Kirv Mesasai.